58 trade union officials are getting their wages paid by the health service in Northern Ireland. The bill to you, £1.8 million per year. We were discussing this issue on the Nolan TV and radio shows last week, and now new figures have been disclosed, by the Health Minister, Jim Wells. He has told the DUP, his DUP colleague Trevor Clark, that the level of spend is being reviewed in what he calls the current challenging financial climate. Trevor Clark is with us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And Brian Campfield, the General Secretary of the Public Sector Union, NPSA. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning.
So these figures have been revealed in an Assembly answer to you, Trevor. What's your reaction?
Well, I mean, I have to say, Stephen, I was horrified, given that the pressures are, in terms of the health service we're under at the moment, to find that they're paying out £1.84 million towards trade union officials. And I'm saying that in the context, Stephen, no one should be denied an opportunity to be actually a member of the union. However, I believe if they want to be a member of the union, they should pay for it.
Brian?
Well, I think, Stephen, the starting point for this is whether or not the arrangements are value for money, whether it's a good investment. And I think the answer to that question is an emphatic yes. In fact, there's evidence. And evidence, it was a report carried out by the Department for Business, Enterprise and Regulatory Reform in 2007. This is the UK government's own report into these types of arrangements. And it found that for every £1 spent in paid facility time for trade unionists, there was £2 to £5 returned in accrued benefits to the community. It's a business arrangement. It happens in the private sector. The CBI and the TUC in 2010 also issued a joint report saying that these arrangements were very valuable, and they actually contributed to both private sector organisations and public sector organisations meeting their business needs. So this money spent on, it's not on trade union activity specifically, it's on industrial relations, and it's in order to enable...
It's costing £1.8 million a year.
But what I'm saying, and what the evidence states, Stephen, is that you need to look at on this as an investment, not
That's
a cost.
That's in the health service alone.
This is an investment, not a cost. Because what it does, it facilitates engagement between employees and employers, and it ensures that a whole range of initiatives that the employers want progressed is done in as smooth a way as possible. And that's the reason for it. It's a business arrangement.
How does it work? Brian Campfield, how does it work? Because NPSA and other unions get their dues from their members, right?
Yep.
So why can't those dues fund the wages of trade union officials? Why is it the taxpayer funding it rather than the unions themselves funding it?
Well, let me say this. A lot of our members are low-paid members, so they are. And their dues to us are out of their hard-earned wages. We are not in the business of subsidising government. If a government has a modernisation...
You're subsidising government. You're subsidising yourselves.
Will you let me finish, will you? But you don't interrupt me. If the government has a modernisation project or a reform project, and it wants to engage with the trade unions, and it wants to engage with the employees through the trade unions, through the recognised industrial relations machinery, then I don't see that we should be spending the dues, the subscriptions which are paid to the union by our members to subsidise that.
But meanwhile, you want the taxpayer to give you £1.8 million a year for the health service alone.
But they're not giving it to us. What they're actually
They're not.
They're investing it in the industrial relations machinery in the public sector, and that's what they're doing.
They're employing your officials.
It's an arrangement which happens in the private. They're not employing our officials. What they're doing is providing for the release of staff to engage in a positive...
They're giving you and other unions £1.8 million a year for the health service.
Stephen,
it's taken from the taxpayer and it's handed to union officials. Yes, it is.
It's not handed...
Wages.
You're wrong.
It's their wages.
The trade unions don't get any money at all from the employer. What happens is employees in the public sector and different parts of the public sector are released to work along with management to facilitate good industrial relations so that the business of the public sector, so that their business needs are met in the most efficient way possible. It's good for public services. This investment actually leads to less accidents in work, less litigation, less tribunal case, and it leads to less recruitment costs. There's evidence which has been produced by the government. There's evidence which has been produced by the government itself to demonstrate this. And after looking at the evidence is still concerned about this, then I think it exposes their anti-trade union bias.
Trevor Clark, are you wanting to ban this? Are you wanting to get rid of this?
I would disagree with the other person here, because I mean, I don't see it as value for money. You can dress up whatever report you want. However, Stephen, this equates to about £38,000 per employee. Your other commentator refers to them as low paid workers. I mean, if you extrapolate these figures, it's equivalent of £38,000 each. I mean, I think whenever you see the problems that the health service are under at the moment, where hospitals are cancelling operations, I think if you go and ask someone today if their operation was cancelled, do they think that the health service paying £1.8 million represents good value for money, or would they prefer to see that in frontline services? I'm sure they would say.
But a union, Trevor, streamlines things. It would be much more costly and inefficient if it was a free for all and everyone was trying to negotiate their own set of circumstances.
Well, I don't entirely agree.
In other words,
a
union brings order to this.
I think many times I see that the unions, to a degree, would hold people over a barrel. I mean, you only have to look at the water crisis over Christmas, where thousands of people were without water because the unions were irresponsible and took their members out on action.
Well, Trevor, give me clarity in this. So the DUP is currently making a big song and dance about this, right?
The DUP is not making a song and dance. There was a reference made one day in Assembly how much unions were paid, and I followed that up with some questions.
So is it the DUP's position that you're going to try to end this payment?
Sorry, if you listen to what I said, Stephen. There was reference made in a response to a question one day by Jim Wells.
Yes.
And my ears pricked when I heard he made a reference to someone else.
So what are you going to do about it?
Sorry?
What are you going to do about it?
This question, I've only literally got this question answered last week. So it'll probably inspire me to ask more questions to try and get answered. But I mean,
but beyond asking questions, have you any proposal to do anything about it?
Well, Stephen, if you let me finish my point, I've only got the answer to the question. What it's making me do now is actually ask more questions. And I mean, I am stand to be convinced to see how £1.8 million to health alone, I mean, there's other departments are actually paying out thousands of pounds also. But £1.8 million to health, I cannot be convinced how that's value for money. And I'm certainly going to ask more
questions. Let's have a look at these other. It's not just the health service. We've also got figures for the whole civil service.
Yeah.
This is an earlier answer to the TV MLA's Jim Allister, who revealed that the number of civil servants currently paid for from the public purse as full-time trade union officials, 28, cost for that, Brian Campfield, £915,459 a year. This is where the taxpayers' money is going.
Well, you know, Trevor was saying he'll obviously have to consider now he's just got the answer. I would refer him to, and yourself, Stephen, to a 2007 report produced by the UK government's then Department of Business, Enterprise and Regulatory Reform. And what it says was that savings, I'll just quote some of the things, issues from it, savings to employers in the Exchequer are between £22 million and £43 million as a result of reducing the number of employment tribunal cases. Benefits to society worth £136 million to £371 million as a result of reducing working days lost due to workplace injury, and benefits to society worth between £45 million and £207 million as a result of reducing work-related illnesses. And what this report is saying, that overall productivity gains were between £4 billion to £12 billion to the UK economy. This is the government's own report, so it is. It was followed up, and I'd also refer you to a 2010 joint report by the British TUC and the Confederation of British Industry, which supported these types of arrangements, which regarded them as a good business model and good value for money.
It's a Labour government report you're talking about.
It wasn't. It was a government department report which was carried out by a number of, I understand, a number of consultants, and it was evidence-based. It was looking at the facts. And, you know, I can understand why people may, on first looking at these figures, say, well, what's this about? But when you look at the evidence that there is, these arrangements are excellent value for money.
You say excellent value for money.
Yeah.
So I think this morning we can give a breakdown from the Nolan Show here. We can give a breakdown to the public, and let's see if they think it's excellent value for money.
Stephen, people need to see the totality. You can quote those figures.
Trade union costs for the DOE. The taxpayer in Northern Ireland is paying £31,304 to that one department in the DOE for a trade union position. In the Department of Social Development, this is for the year 2013-14, by the way, the Northern Ireland taxpayer is paying £184,116 for union representatives in the DSD. The Department of Enterprise and Learning, the Northern Irish taxpayers paying £92,867 of their taxes for union officials there. Detty, 14,590. DARD, the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, the Northern Irish taxpayer is paying £123,692.72 for four full-time trade union officials for the year 2013-14. Why does it take four full-time trade union officials for one department, for example?
You're asking me that question, are you?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because the department itself, from the permanent secretary and the senior HR people and the senior management within those departments, understand and have concluded that the investment at that level is required to ensure that they meet their business needs. And this is what this is about, business needs.
So that's efficient. On behalf of the taxpayer, it takes four full-time trade union officials at nearly, what's that, 30 grand each?
The point I'm making is
four
that
of them.
These arrangements wouldn't be in place if they were not efficient, if they were not good value.
Well, who's
money.
Deciding if it's efficient
well,
or not?
It's the government departments themselves. It's the people who, it's the accounting officer and the people who have responsibility and who are accountable to the Assembly and to the ministers, the various ministers, who decide that these arrangements are necessary in order for the department to meet their business needs, to deliver the services to the public that are required. And it's this is an investment in industrial relations, and that's not a mistake. This isn't for trade, specifically for trade union duties. This is for industrial relations work. This is whenever an employer decides that he wants to talk, that they want to talk to trade union representatives, for example, about a reconfiguration of services or a proposal about reform or modernisation, and they then get the trade union representatives in. And the way they do it now is in a structured way where they have specific, primarily they have specific people identified who will carry out that role on behalf of the trade unions to ensure the industrial relations machinery actually works effectively.
Go on, Trevor.
Well, all I can say is, Stephen, I'm glad that, I mean, I know the commentator here has said that that it's something that's agreed with the departments, but I am glad that in response by Jim Wells, he has said that he is actually going to review this because that he would probably prefer to see the money in frontline services rather than trade unions.
Yeah, but you're still not telling me what Jim Wells or your party or yourself is going to do about it.
Well, I mean, if you want me to repeat myself again, I said I got the answer last week. Yeah. I'm going to ask more questions, but if you've also got a copy of the answer I got where the Minister has made it clear that the level of such spend in these areas is being reviewed and he endeavours to fund frontline services in the current challenging financial climate.
Stephen and Antrim. Morning, Stephen.
Hi, good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Stephen.
I would want to ask Trevor, because neither the trade union representatives nor Trevor Clark mentioned how long this practice has been going on. It's very interesting that it's being raised now in a run-up to a general election. But I think the trade union members themselves, the fee-providing trade union members, would be very interested to learn that the average amount being paid to officials was £32,000 a year. But it's interesting. I would ask Trevor, how long has this been going on, Trevor?
Well, Stephen, I mean, to my mind, I actually wasn't aware it was going on until the reference was made in the Assembly about 2 months ago. Hence,
through
I started asking.
Jim Allister's question.
Sorry?
Through Jim Allister's question.
No, actually, through a response that Jim Wells had to one of the Sinn Féin members.
So it wasn't something that you had been aware of in the past?
No, it's not, no.
Well, you see, I think that's important. I'm calling you because I live in your constituency.
Well, I know exactly where you live, Stephen. Yeah, I know who you are.
And I think it's very interesting that people who are engaged in union membership, often on low pay, as will be acknowledged, paying subscriptions to unions, to find out that there's this arrangement where trade union officials, even though they're not getting the money themselves, are being subsidised by those low-paid workers so that industrial relations, I would still call that trade union activity, are being carried out at their expense.
I don't disagree. I mean, I had a conversation with someone over the weekend who is a member of the union and didn't realise that the companies that they work for also subsidised them. They believed that their dues was what was sufficient to keep their unions going. So
tell you what, Trevor Clark, these union reps are going to be pretty busy dealing with the redundancy programme that the DUP and others at Stormont are bringing in.
Well, it's not a redundancy, it's not a redundancy programme.
Yes, it is.
So I wouldn't want to hype it up in such a way.
It is a redundancy programme.
Well, it's a voluntary redundancy.
Right. It's a redundancy programme.
Well, it's a voluntary redundancy programme. So, I mean, that'll be the choice of those individuals who want to put their names forward. I don't see what role a union will have to play in that.
It's a loan taken out in our name. The taxpayers are having to pay for this forever. That is the real issue here, that we're again being involved in smoke and mirrors activity, where in order, on the one hand, to reduce the cost of the Stormont House arrangements, this programme is being put forward. It still becomes a burden on the taxpayer.
It seemed, Brian Campfield, that Trevor Clark from the DUP said this morning that unions will have no role in these upcoming redundancy programmes.
Well, we already, as you know, today the process started in the Northern Ireland Civil Service, and we have been involved in discussions and consultation with senior management on the scheme itself, on the content of the scheme. So the senior management and the departments recognise the role that the trade unions have, the important role the trade unions have to play in this. And let me say, these arrangements whereby public bodies actually invest some of their budget in industrial relations in order to facilitate the release of trade unions, this has been the case for 30 or 40 years. It's been the case for 30 or 40 years. It's nothing new. And what I would say to Trevor and to others is, you know, you're not seeing the wood for the trees. Look at the evidence. Look at the facts. Look at the facts that have been produced by the government itself. And it's not a Labour government.
Okay.
It may well have been at the time. But
we've been over this.
This is a good investment.
Patrick's in Derry.
Industrial relations.
Morning, Patrick.
Stephen, that's a brilliant discussion. I'm surprised that you get involved. You shot yourself in the foot. You're on public money, son, and they've tried for years to tell me how much you get a year. And all I hear people saying is you drive American oil. Them people are working on behalf of the government. They're working on behalf of the people. It seems to be a mutual agreement amongst the people and the business people that these union people do a good job. They're not on a $500,000 a year salary or anything. They're doing a great job helping people out. And I am surprised this morning that DUP's on another agenda. How they say they're working for the working class, I'll never know. Because every time I turn around, I listen to them, they're working on the agenda of the Tory government. And specifically Tory government agendas every time they open their mouth. Why don't they get off their backsides and work for the people that they are over there?
You'll want to respond to this.
Well, I mean, and I am working for people every day.
Oh, no, you're not.
And I'm arguing the fact that I don't see how £1.8 million to subsidise unions the members, I see, and I mean, I agree, I was a member of the union in the past myself.
See?
I paid my dues, like everyone else, assuming that that's how my union functioned. But to learn now that within the health alone, we're paying out £1.8 million, I have to say I'm working for the working class because I'm sure many people would prefer to see that going to frontline services rather than subsidised unions.
Oh, for God's sake.
Okay, thank you very much. Trevor and Brian, thank you. Morning to you.